Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture. Market analysis time now. Monday markets, a definite case of the Mondays. Even with good export demand, Jack Scoville of the Price Futures Group.
We exported another 1.5 million tons plus of corn here today, and the soybean exports for the time of year have been hanging pretty well as well. Yeah. Demand is not the issue. It's all production related. I think the weather has overall been pretty good. I think the market assumes some very big yield estimates out there, let's face it. And that's they've pretty much had the weather to back a lot of those up. There have been pockets where there's been problems, but overall, I'd say, except for the heat, there's been plenty of rain around, and I think that's what the market's concentrating on. This week, with the weather turning cooler, probably tomorrow, day after tomorrow for sure, that's going to take a lot of those heat concerns out of the marketplace as well. So we could make low about the middle of the week and then kind of trend sideways, I suppose.
Randy Martinson, your thoughts.
Usually what happens is you see some demand, you normally see a little support in the market. You normally don't see them go down and test or get close to testing contract lows. You look at last week, I think we had two or three sales that took place last week. You know, this week we're starting off with a bang, you know, making a couple of big sales here, overnight. So, yeah, you would think that would cause a little bit of push into the marketplace. But throw on top of that a trade deal signed with the European Union that even the European Union said they're happy with, and this market still just can't seem to get anything under it.
On AgriTalk yesterday, Andy Schistler of the S&W Trading Group.
You know, last week was just kind of cruddy and kind of low volume junk trade. And then I looked at the forecast this morning, I think that's like the 6 to 10 day, the 11 to 15 day, and the current. And like the ridge with all the hot air is like nowhere to be seen. And it was kind of there on Friday. And I was hoping it may change between the evening and the morning. And I'm just like, with no heat, I'm like, well, we're going to be down today. That's happening. So, and it was. I mean, it's kind of a bleeder, really. Yeah. But there's no threat, you know, at this point. And we're moving into August. So it's going to be kind of tough here, I think, for a bit. I'm not saying that I necessarily believe that there's no threat or nothing's happened, but the way that they trade the maps, it's just fruitless to go against it. And I think, you know, maybe the crop isn't as big as what they think it's going to be. And it's like we've had some late planting. We had some areas that have been too wet. And then, you know, we had a kind of a prolonged period of time here where we had hot temperatures and we had high evening temperatures, you know, above 70 degrees. Mm-hmm. And those are things that are kind of like shrink the crop to a degree. And, you know, the higher it is above that 70, you know, the more it shrinks. Like 2012, it was 40%. But I mean, we had some days there where the things didn't necessarily get better, I don't think. And it was hot here too. I mean, really, even up until yesterday. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. I mean, the assumption is going to be on the August report that the yield has to go up. And that may be the case, but may not be either. We've peaked out ratings, I would assume. And as far as corn really doesn't like heat like that. Beans are okay with it. But on the corn, I heard that like a lot of cobs have like two less rows around. Is some of what I've heard. That could be like, if that's a trend, that could be kind of a big deal. But as far as beans go, I think they can trade a pretty high yield here. And it could be up a bushel or two from whatever it is if we see the right weather kind of moving forward here. But with the switch in acres, I don't really see it as a problem. I mean, really, we will have a hard time building stocks unless China doesn't show up. And then like, so that's really the factor that's kind of stuck in this thing. As you guys are talking about fund positions, well, they're probably short a little bit of beans now and sold a little bit more here today. They've been pretty resistant to do that. It's like, so they got long for a small period of time, but we've not done what I would call a very good rally once, you know, so far this year. And so we've never really put it all together. And I think like the way that the bean oil is set up with the use and everything, I think the market's a lot different once they see if China's going to be there for it. I think that's the biggest factor here. And that's where the market's been really flat in beans, like low volatility, probably the lowest we've seen in years for up and down move.
Andy Schistler, S&W Trading on AgriTalk yesterday. By the way, the August report, August 12th. This is Inside Agriculture. Time now for the weather forecast, which should make you smile.